Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The AIM Shift, Your Money, Your Life with Julie M. Watkins. I'm your guide, and this is Episode 5, The Spillway, Setting Up Your Automation. Now that we have the groundwork in place, we can begin setting the path to move your money in the right direction. We will start with the bills and debt pool, which contains the headwater behind the dam. Your bills and debt pool lives in your bill pay account. The primary purpose of this account is to pay the bills. So let's start with paying bills. The first rule, do not allow any vendor to debit from your account. This is the supreme rule. No ACH withdrawals, no direct debits, no auto pays, no recurring payments. Why? Because it's the only way you stay in control of your checking account. You've seen this scenario before. Your phone beeps a notification. You see a major bill is due to be debited tomorrow. Your stomach drops. You already know there are not enough funds in the account to cover it. You move from worry to high alert mode, juggling money between accounts just to keep the balance up before the automatic withdrawal hits. And if you don't have the funds to cover it, your account is overdrawn. When your account is overdrawn, the bank hits you with a fee. Since your account is negative, the fee causes another overdraft. The bank hits you with another fee. That pit in the bottom of your stomach is now the size of a manhole. You cannot wait until your paycheck is in your hands so you can deposit it and feel human again. But in the AIM world, vendors don't reach into our fortress and pull money out. Instead, we use bill pay and push the money to them on our terms. You are the dam operator. You decide when the gates open, not the phone company. Here is what you do. Set up your monthly bills in bill pay. Do this one at a time as they come due. Enter each bill separately, include a pay date, a payment amount, and set it to recur monthly. You monitor the height of the headwater by checking the balance on this account weekly. Once a week, just before payday, log in. Look to see, what is the bill pay account balance? Who is being paid within the next 7 to 10 days? When are they being paid? How much are they being paid? Do some quick calculations to make sure none of these payments overdraw your account. If something will overdraw your account, your control comes into play. Edit the payment date. When you edit a date, you aren't failing, you're managing. You are using the control gate to protect the level of your headwater. This is what having control feels like. Extend the date by the number of days necessary to allow you another deposit to raise your balance and cover the bill. If that payment had been set up as an automatic withdrawal by your vendor, you would not be able to stop it. You wouldn't have control. The bill would have control. Your account would be overdrawn and you would be hit with an overdraft fee. The good news is, after the first 3 months, you should have enough money in bill pay to pay the bills just as you have them scheduled. This does not relieve you of the task of checking weekly. Monitoring is an ongoing duty. It comes with the responsibility of handling money. Now that you have your bill pay set up, you must divert some funds into the current so you have your spending money each week. In our example from episode 3, $300 is the amount available for the living and leisure pool. This money needs to be in your living account at the bank. It comes from the bill pay account. Set up an automatic transfer for this money. Transfer from bill pay account to living account. Set the amount to $300 and set the frequency to weekly. Once you have the bill set up and that transfer in place, you can be done. If your plan calls for a regular weekly savings, then you need one more transfer. You set up an automatic transfer for your savings amount from your bill pay account to your savings account for the amount you chose, set the frequency to weekly. That completes the machine. And if you want to see how it all works, look at Exhibit 5A, the spillway, and the three-part machine. It shows the three parts of your system, the fortress, the current, and the reservoir, and how your money flows through them. Now that we have the machine set up, there's only one piece left. Where does the money come from? For money to flow out, it must flow in. Join me in episode 6, The Inflow, where we connect your paycheck to the machine. Visit aimff.com/podcast for the full list of episodes. You'll also find a contact form there if you want to reach me. Thank you for listening and have a good day.